it's a midweek.
Hey, get up, get up, get up. Hey, get up, get out, get going, get up, get out, get going. This is your lifestyle. This is your lifestyle.
Leaders. 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 Nice to meet you. This is Al Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Launch Morning Show. Bishop Al Morgan.
Pastor Yolanda Morgan.
We are in the building wishing you a phenomenal morning. Hope that all is well. Get up, get out, and let's get this thing started.
Bishop, hey, we are here. Let's get today going because we are excited and we hope that we can bring some love and some leading and some launching to everyone that's listening today.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking about this. You know, there's a song that we, you know, you often hear in church, but we haven't sang it at our church in a while. Today will be the best day.
The best day of your life.
So we decree and declare that today will be the best day of your life.
It will be, Bishop. And listen, we're going to say something today, and it's going to allow someone to look forward to tomorrow.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, we are here to inspire you. We are the Lifestyle Leaders, and we are so glad that you got up to join us this morning.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And we actually want to make sure that we're bringing some life and some living to your situation. So go ahead and get yourself prepared. We are teaching leaders, not just about the Word of God, although we're led by our ministry, but we're going to give you some things that's going to change your life, and hopefully it will change your economy, it will change your hope, it will change your prognosis, and hopefully you'll come and join us, and it will change and increase your community.
And if you want to experience change in your life, where can they find us?
They can find us at Launch Ministries Global Campus at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in the great city of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Yes, you are listening to Step 98.1. That means that you are close enough to get to us every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m.
Ooh-wee.
You can find us right there, your Lifestyle Leaders, and many of you have actually come out, introduced yourselves, and you're saying, hey, we're listening every Sunday morning. We might be working. There's some things that we have already on the schedule. We may not make it, but we want you to know that we're supporting you on Wednesday mornings and any other mornings that we hear you on Steph 98.1.
When you said you're closer than you think, that thing did something to me.
You're closer than you think.
I think that we, even when you said that was a prophetic utterance for everyone who's listening today that needs to understand that you're closer than you think.
Absolutely.
And it's not always about your proximity to something that you think you're closer to. It could be your mentality towards what God spoke about you.
Oh, wow. Well, Bishop, you know, I can't wait to get into the show. We're going to do that a little later, but the mentality is a big one for today.
Yes.
That's going to be a biggie for today. But, Bishop, things have been wonderful with us. We are so excited. The kids are out of school. We have a house full.
I don't know if the parents are excited.
And the grocery bill is certainly not exciting.
Exceeding.
But everyone should be out of school now. All graduations should have occurred. Congratulations to all of the graduates.
Yes,
that are going off to college, to those that's going to high school, those that have advanced in this last season. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to the parents. You actually made it. You made it. Last week we talked about Get a Life. What are these empty nesters going to do? And if you need to find that, you could go to our website, because we put some points and some tips on there that'll help you now that you know you're preparing for your young ones to leave the nest. Those that have children going off to college, we are wishing them well, and we are also wishing the parents well. But if you would like to find us online, you could go to launchall.org. Launchall.org. You could go there. You can get information about our ministry, about myself and the bishop himself. You can find anything there that you would like to review. All of our messages are there, and we've got some phenomenal points out there and some great information out there for you if you want to go back and just click one and log on and find find where we are, what we're doing. You can find our Bible studies there. Every Wednesday, we're on Bible study. And we do it virtually, Bishop.
We do.
We do it via Zoom. So you can go there, you can get the Zoom link, and you could just log on. If you don't feel comfortable with showing your face, just log on and mute yourself and just listen, because it's an open platform. And someone might ask a question and they might need information that you've been seeking and no one was able to answer it for you. So it's not a preaching platform. It's not another service, church service. It is actually a study, and we get into the word. Bishop actually talks about the message that he preached the Sunday before, because we want to make sure that we have an understanding of the word of God. And that's so the really bishop good. Is on, and he's able to answer any questions that you might have.
And we do that together. So Pastor Yolanda is also on there as well. So we make every effort not to only answer your questions, but to provoke you to seek God's word for yourself. Correct. And I will say this publicly, Pastor Yolanda, that I am always in awe at your ability to take God's word and make it plain. And I think in the days now of people wanting to exegesis texts and to sound smarter than they are, we get away from the basic principle, which Jesus was trying to make sure that he could preach to common people.
Yes.
And he would always use parables because he wanted to make sure that they understood what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get so far away from that. So I wanted to applaud you on today. I just thank God for, which should not be a unique ability, but it is in today's church, to take the time to make sure that people understand God's word and to be able to make it relatable to whoever's in the room or whoever's online.
Well, Bishop, now you are shouting me out, but you must be looking in the mirror.
No.
You got to be talking about yourself, because if you really want a relatable word, our children can understand it. As a matter of fact, our kids are in the sanctuary. We do have room for the smaller kids, but our children are in the sanctuary. And every fifth Sunday, our children get up to speak.
Listen, let me tell you something. our youth Sundays are no different. They might be even better than regular Sunday.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes, it's amazing to watch our youth get up and actually speak to the congregation. And Bishop, that prepares them in so many ways. Public speaking, it prepares them to be able to go and face an audience because they're advancing.
Yes.
We have so many that don't know how to, you know, just common courtesy, shaking hands, all the things that we've just gone away with teaching our kids and our youth. I've been in some graduations this week that was just so unbearable, watching kids that had no control, no manners. The parents couldn't do anything with them. And you know, I'm a grandparent, and I just believe there's so much more that we need to start teaching our children.
Exactly.
And instead of just letting them do whatever they want to do, yelling and screaming, and it's very disruptive. But we have great kids, and let me shout out to the parents. Thank you for bringing your children to Launch Ministries. All the parents that sowing into your children how to act. That is something that is so far gone now. Thank you for teaching your children how to act, so that, you know, whenever they go to school and they go to different places, they can actually leave your sight and you'll feel comfortable that your children are doing the right thing.
And we pray that you're connected to a Bible believing church that really believes in making an impact into our youth.
Yes.
Those things are very important. So you're not just relying on what's being poured into them at school.
Yes.
But you're also making an investment to make sure that God's word is poured inside of them as well.
Yes.
And that's going to make them, it's going to give them the ability to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And their enemy is a little different than our enemy, because now they can sin without ever leaving their house.
Absolutely.
We didn't have cell phones like that. And it's crazy. I can remember a time that we didn't have cell phones. And now you don't even have to leave your room, that you could get in trouble and you can get into things that you have no business touching just because you have a smartphone in your hand.
Yes.
And bullying and all the things that our youth are facing now. It's important to fill them with the love of Christ and the confidence of Christ, and let them be Christ-centered and not centered on being popular.
Wow, Bishop. And it's a lot of stress on our youth. It's a lot of bullying that go on for the kids that's showing up and don't have. And it's just a totally different world that we live in.
Yeah.
But there's the basics that we can still teach.
Absolutely.
There are basics, manners that we can still teach. And I'm just grateful for the platform that we give our youth. So that they can, you know, express what they've learned.
And it's been phenomenal because with them expressing what they've learned, they actually also hold parents accountable.
Yes.
Because when you talked about some of these graduations that we've gone to, we've been to graduations where the teachers have to tell the parents to settle down.
Absolutely.
And have to remind them of, listen, your child isn't the only child being celebrated. So we're going to be quiet.
Yes.
And we're going to wait until everyone's name is announced. And then we're going to all celebrate together. And as soon as they say somebody's child's name, they disregard all of the instructions.
All of the rules, yes.
So you wonder where the kids get it from.
Yes. Yes. And I know everybody's excited about their own, and I am excited about mine.
But we're teaching how to follow instructions.
Correct.
In the same way that we witness those things in graduations is the same thing that God witnesses in his presence.
Yes.
That we can serve a God that we won't listen to.
Ain't that something? Well, Bishop, here we are. So today we're going to be talking about...
Welcome to Launch Ministries. Welcome to the Launch Morning Show.
Well, we are your lifestyle leaders. And today we
What's
started
on your mind
out
kind of
fast here. Fast and furious.
Yes, we did. I got you off topic. I apologize.
No, we're definitely not off topic because that goes great into what we're going to be talking about today. Today we're talking about the pain to change.
Wow.
The pain to change. Bishop, we are in the sixth month, and in 6 months from now, we're going to be suffering and inflicting agony and all those things because of the proclamations that we made 6 months ago that we did not act upon. So here we are, just what you were just saying, that not following the rules, and the rules that I'm talking about are our own rules.
Man, I feel a Pastor Yolanda Morgan 6 month checkup.
6 month
getting ready
checkup.
To happen right
Here
now.
We are. If you're listening,
where are you in what you decreed in December of last year?
That vision board.
Come on
that
now.
Somebody went out and put all that glue on. It has dust on it.
Uh-huh.
You haven't looked at it. You haven't talked about it. You haven't enacted anything that you promised to yourself. Now, just when I to yourself, not to somebody else. What are you doing? Because now, in 6 months later, you're going to be agonized.
Listen.
You're going to be doing all these things.
I
got
to stop her because she's about to start now. So listen, make sure that you text somebody, let them know that the Lifestyle Leaders are on, that Patch Line is about to drop some nuggets. And listen, you got to take us out so you can get us back in.
Make sure you come back here in the next few minutes. We are going to be talking about the pain to change, and you've got a 6 month warning.
Ooh-wee.
Of what not to do. Go ahead and prepare yourselves now. Get everybody on the line. Get your coffee, get your snacks, get your
boo-boo
pen.
In them.
Get everybody ready because we're right here on Steph 98.1. It's your Lifestyle Leaders, Pastor Yolanda and Bishop Al Morgan. We are here on Steph Radio 98.1. We want to make sure we are inviting you out to Launch Ministries Global Campus. You can find us at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Please come out on Sunday mornings at 11:30 a.m. You can find us at www.launchall.org, where you can get all the information about what's going on at the campus. You can join us for Wednesday night Bible study. You can join us for our Kingdom conferences. You can join us for the vaults. There's so much going on at the campus. Bishop Al Morgan.
Make sure that you stay connected to all the wonderful things that are going on at the campus. And remember, Launch Ministries Global Campus, we're located in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Our service times are every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday night Bible study is virtually at 7:30 p.m. Listen, Launch Ministries Global Campus, where we love, lead, and launch you for God's purpose. We are super excited to make sure that you join us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the midweek Launch Morning Show. Your guests are Bishop Al Morgan, Pastor Lana Morgan. We're your Lifestyle Leaders. We're super excited to be with you and look forward to spending every Wednesday morning with you.
We want to encourage you to step out of doubt and into faith right here on Steph Radio 98.1. Call a family, call a friend, and let them know. StephanieRadio.com. You can find your Lifestyle Leaders, Bishop Al Morgan and Pastor Yolanda Morgan, right here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. on Steph 98.1.
Step family, we're back. It's the Launch Morning Show. Bishop Al Morgan in the studio with the one and only Pastor Yolanda Morgan.
Well, not the one and only. It's both of us here.
The only one.
The only. Hey, I've been on that. We're going to make that a whole show one day. but we are here today, and I'm so delighted to be here talking about the pain to
I am excited. You got me going and revved up. I didn't even want to go to the break. So while the commercial was running, I was sitting here just in place staring at the microphone ready to get you back on.
Well, so, Bishop, we are the lifestyle leaders.
Yes.
And we teach a lot because we are entrepreneurs, and we just want to make sure that we are giving people information that can actually change their lives. Making sure the concepts and the ideas that people have, they bring it to the forefront.
Right.
And they actually act out on it. Not just make it one of those things that you put down on paper. It sits in the back of your mind on the back burner that people talk about. And then we find out that all those proclamations and the things that people say they want to do mean nothing because they sit in soreness.
Oh my God.
And they won't get up. And they say things that they actually don't mean, but then they run into two leaders that hold you accountable to making sure we are living in what we're saying.
Wow.
So the discomfort of making proclamations only come at the end of the year when you go back and you review it.
Uh-huh.
And now you've got all this torture, and then we're auctioning off time in November. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We got 60 more days.
You got 30 more days.
In December. Come on, come on, come on.
Got 30 more days.
Now we're going to be the type of leaders that say, hey, you've got 6 months. Get up. Get off of your butt and stop just sitting there, and let's do what you professed. We didn't come up with this.
Listen.
You professed this thing. There's 6 months of no change. You've already lived that.
There's six months
of no plans.
Come on now.
They've already expired.
Uh-huh.
There's 6 months of wealth building.
Go.
And you have nothing. What are we doing about the proclamations that you made?
Listen, if you just tuned in right now, listen, I have family that's from D.C., and there's a band, and then you have that, when they get that go-go going, to have the 30-minute workout. You have just tuned into Pastor Yolanda Morgan's 6-month checkup workout. So I like what you're doing, Pastor. So instead of waiting till the end of the year to talk about what we didn't do, you're going to stop us in the middle of the year and find out what we've been doing.
Right. And we find out that most people are just saying things that they have no plan to implement.
Come on now. And listen, we are not against vision boards. We're just against you not having a finished board.
Oh, where's the drawing?
Now, at some point, some things should move off of your vision. I want you to stop gluing things. Your vision board should have it Velcroed, where you can take it and stick it on your vision board and then take it off and Velcro it to the finish board. This is already completed. I've only got 4 more things to do, and I'm working on number 3. And then when that's completed, I pull that off. You should not have everything on your board in December of 2025 and end up on the December 31st of 2026 and your board is still the same.
It's intact. It's intact, Bishop. Nothing on that board changed. We did not push hard to obtain any of it. Now, let's just be honest. You said it last week, and that kind of spun me where we are today. Most people won't even spend the $30 for the Robb Report, for the magazine, for all the mansions and all the big cars, the Rolls Royce. They won't even spend the $30 for that. So now here we are. We go out. We go find all these old magazines, and we clip things that we do not make sure we glue in our brain. It's only on paper. It's only on the board. When do we get it in our back to make sure that it comes to fruition?
You gotta stop right there and park right there. Help the people.
You gotta work this thing out. We can no longer make empty promises to ourselves. Now, I just want somebody to say, take your phone out, put your mirror on, your camera on, and turn it around and look at yourself right now. Look at yourself and say, I made a promise to myself. And I'm looking at myself right now, for real. Take your phone out, put it on your camera, and then turn your camera around and turn it into a mirror and say, I made a promise to myself. And am I treating myself right? There are people out here that want everybody in the world to treat you the best.
Uh-huh.
They want everybody in the world to make sure, hey, you didn't treat me right. You didn't speak to me. You didn't you didn't offer me any water. You didn't treat me like everybody. And yet we treat ourselves the worst than anybody else could ever treat us.
Man, you are preaching to
that. We made all kind of promises. We made the proclamations. We had the horns. We had the whistles. We had the parties. We did all of these things. We said, oh, this year is my best year. I'm crossing over this year. I'm going to be a multimillionaire at the end of the year. And we're in the sixth month and there has been absolutely no change. And every plan that you made has expired. You haven't gone back to read it. You haven't gone back to make sure that you made any connections with anybody that could help you with it. We've done absolutely nothing, nada.
Oh God.
Come on, Bishop.
No, I just you just blew my head up. Well, Maddie would say, mind blown.
Mind blown. Because the agony comes at the end of the year and you look back and then you feel less than.
Man.
Because it was something you didn't do.
When you were preaching, I was thinking about, because people, I heard people thinking about Job 22. You know, so if you decree a thing, it will be established. And we think that we can just decree things and that God's going to do the work. But that's not what the text is saying. So I challenge you guys, when you have time, to go back and read that entire scripture. And it'll talk about, you'll see the word you, not he.
Mm.
So that you have to return to God. You have to do these things. So now it's one thing to decree it, but you have to go out and do the work so that God's word can already be manifested, which he already established. In the 6 days of creation, God established his word. Mm. Now it's waiting for us to do the work so the word can perform what it was already established to do.
Yes.
So you decreed something on watch night service of last year that you haven't put the work in so God could perform it.
Yes.
You're waiting for God to do it.
Yes.
And that's not what you're talking about. Yeah. So now you are involved in a wonderful Bible-based church that's committed to your purpose and your promise. And then y'all have left churches because you refused to do the work that was on your board.
Yes.
So people come to churches and say, I'm called to do this. And when we work on the call, because they don't want to do the work of the call, they just want to be called. Then they leave. Their season is up. Their time is up. And they end up year after year decreeing the same thing that they wouldn't do the work to establish the year before. We're canceling that today. Pastor Yolanda is stopping that process today with your six-month checkup.
It's a six-month checkup. If you've ever been diagnosed with anything, you have to go back and have a follow-up appointment. So today, anybody that planned to be diagnosed with suffering, agony, affliction, torture, torment in 6 months, we are now putting in the work of premeditated prevention.
My God, on today.
We are going to prevent all of these things that you plan to have at the end of the year.
Now, this is way too much for me. So I know that you're a nurse by trade, but it's crazy that even when you're free of something, you have to have follow-ups.
Yes.
So there are people that are on right now that have been cancer-free for years, but ever so often they have to go back and do the checkups to make sure that your issue didn't come back. The checkup doesn't mean that you're still not free. The checkup is the accountability to your freedom.
Absolutely.
It shows that you're still free.
And Bishop, that the doctors have to maintain their accountability because they've been monitoring you now as the leader, the doctor, as the pastor, the doctor in your situation. We are monitoring people that we are watching do nothing. And we know by the end of the year, you're going to come on. You're going to need, can you lift your hands? We need prayer. I didn't make it. What should I have done? Why didn't somebody? Well, we are now premeditated about your promise.
Poor planning on your behalf does not constitute an emergency on God's.
It does not.
So you've mismanaged your blessing And now you're bombarding heaven with prayers about things that management would fix.
Yes.
He already blessed you with the resources, but because you didn't go, you didn't need the follow-ups.
Yes.
See, there's some people right now, I'm speaking to homeowners. Homeowners understand. I'm speaking to those of you that are called to be in home ownership, to those of you who are called to buy your first car or your second car. You cannot go to the bank in the anticipation of borrowing $200,000, $300,000, and because you now want to buy something, now you want to be credit worthy.
Yes.
And now you go back and try to clean up your mismanagement, but it's not proof of your management. Is proof of your mismanagement.
It is.
So now you have to establish a new history of paying bills on time so that the bank will make an investment. So it's the same thing in the kingdom. So now that God has cleaned me up, I have to be accountable to continue to do the things that He has brought me out and secured me and justified me in. So it's not enough for Him just to say that He died on the cross for me and I no longer have to do anything. See, this is where the Carlton Pearson theology doesn't work. Yes, Jesus died for our sins, but there's follow-ups. So now you can freely sin on your own. See, the part that your vision board doesn't take into account is your free will to do or not do what God called you to do. But you cannot do it and expect to still have. That don't work like that. So I thank God, Pastor Londa, that you are doing what you're doing today to remind people, to shake people, that you don't have to wait until the end of the year to realize that you didn't do anything. You need to continue your follow-ups.
Absolutely.
Where am I at? Did I backslide anywhere? I need to stay rooted and grounded in this new thing because it takes a while to change a new behavior.
It does.
If you've been doing the same thing for 20 years, you're not going to change it in 20 days.
Some are not going to change it in 12 months. Some are not going to change it in 12 years. Some people are still in the same place that they were at the age 50, still planning for the same thing year after year, and there has been no change.
Now, there's something that we were talking about at the break, and I want to make sure that you got time to get to. So the reason that they can't make those changes, you were talking about the need of a mind shift, mindset shift.
Yes, and it's painful. That's why I'm calling this today, the pain to change. It is painful dealing with yourself.
Yes.
Some of us don't have the patience for others, but even with ourselves, it's painful for us to say, you know what? I might need to do something different. I've been standing 10 toes down on what I believe, and I have to admit it's not working.
Listen, Pastor Londa's rolling right now, so we're going to pray at the end.
Some people are saying, I am going to stick with this thing, but it's painful for you. It's agonizing. You're asking for the same prayers over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
There has to be some way to change your mind, your circumstance, your situation, and you have to back down and say, I know I was strong on that point, but this is my time to do something different. Listen, Bishop, we got to go out of here right now. Let me pray real quick. God, we thank you for the correction. We thank you for the mind
yes,
shift.
Lord.
And we thank you and praise you today because our prayers today and our praise today is going to allow for a better tomorrow. I am excited about what God is about to do in your life because we just shook somebody. You don't have to live through the agony at the end of the year. Hey, act like it is December right now. You've got 6 more months. You don't have to auction off yourself or God's time. You've got time to get it done right now. Go back, pick those plans up, call somebody, and get yourself corrected so that you don't have to suffer what you did not do at the end of the year.
Listen, make sure that you make your way to 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m., you can hear this dynamic woman of God. This is normal talk for her at Launch Ministries Global Campus. And remember, next Sunday, the 21st, is actually Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all of the men. Let me drop my jewel right here before we go out.
Listen, I'm braced. I'm holding on to the table.
Go ahead and get ready.
Let's go.
A patient man is one who can put up with himself. Don't be out there impatient with yourself. Make sure that you can put up with yourself and make sure that you experience change in your life. We want to love, lead, and launch you to something different. So connect with us every Sunday morning, every Wednesday, anytime on social media you can find us.
Stay connected.
Meet us back here next week. It is myself, Pastor Yolanda Morgan, and the great big Bishop Al Morgan, who is going to make sure that we we are leading you to Christ. Meet us back here next week on Steph